السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. Today we take a look at the life of the great Sahabi Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said famously about him, أعلم أمتي بالحلال والحرام Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The most knowledgeable from my ummah when it comes to halal and haram, when it comes to that which is permissible and impermissible, is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. He was a young man when he accepted Islam on the hands of Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu. Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu was this young man who had accepted Islam in Makkah, and his story is a famous story. His mother was very wealthy. He had all the finer things in life, and when he accepted Islam, his family disowned him. And at some juncture, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him to Madinatul Munawwara to teach those who had already accepted Islam and to preach Islam to those who had not accepted Islam. And it was on the hands of Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu had accepted Islam. And Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu was part of that group of 72 who traveled to Makkatul Mukarrama to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Makkah, they met him, and they were the group that took the pledge of allegiance, the pledge of allegiance in terms of accepting Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was a very famous journey. Now, back in Madinatul Munawwara, this is where Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu used to reside. He and a group of his friends, young friends, they would go around breaking idols. They wanted to make their people realize that the worship of idols was something that was futile. The worshipping of idols was something which was illogical. And it was their actions that brought a great man by the name of Amr bin Jamuh radiyallahu anhu to accept Islam. Now, he was one of the leaders of Banu Salama. And he had an idol, his own private idol, if you can call it that, which was the norm for those people of nobility, for those people who were in the position of leadership. And he used to worship his idol, and he used to dress his idol well, and he used to perfume his idol, and he used to beautify his idol. So one day, these youngsters, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu included, they went, they took the idol, and they threw it in a rubbish dump. And Amr bin Jamuh went around looking for it, and he found it, and he was very angry, he was furious, he was cursing under his breath. He brought the idol back home, he cleaned it, he beautified it, he put perfume on it. And the second day, the same thing happened. They put it back in another rubbish dump. And the third day, the same thing happened. And this time around, what Amr bin Jamuh did, he put a sword next to the idols. And he said, Wallahi inni ma a'lamu man yaf'alu bika hadha alladhi tarah. I don't know who's doing this which I see to you, know, this which I'm seeing. I don't know who does it to you. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِيكَ خَيْرًا يَا مَنَاتْ. He used to call his idol Manat, فَدْفَعْ عَنْ نَفْسِكْ. If you have any goodness in you, then defend yourself. Yeah, I'm leaving a sword for you. And the next morning when he came and saw, once again the idol was missing, he went looking around for the idol, and this time he found the idol in a rubbish dump next to the corpse of a dog that had died. And that's when it really hit him. He said, this idol cannot fend for itself. It cannot benefit itself. It cannot harm itself. Here it's lying next to the corpse of a dog. And that's when he accepted Islam, and he became a great Muslim. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwaram, this young man, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he was very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tried his utmost to, you know, to be regularly in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learnt directly from the Prophet of Allah the Quran, the teachings of Islam, and he became very proficient therein. One person by the name of Yazid bin Qutayb has mentioned that much later, many years later, he says, I entered Hims in Syria, and I found a young man. I found a young man, but around him were many people, and you could see he was a young man and he was knowledgeable. And when he was talking, كَأَنَّمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ فِيهِ نُورٌ وَلُؤْلُؤٌ. When he spoke, it is as if noor and pearls were emanating from his mouth. And I asked people, مَنْ هَذَا? Who is this? فَقَالُوا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ. They said, this is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu. Abu Muslim Khawlani says, and he was one from amongst the tabi'een, that أَتَيْتُ مَسْجِدَ دِمَشْقِ. He says, I came to the masjid in Damascus, and I found a big group of people. And there were many sahaba, there were many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were sitting there, and there was one man amongst them. And as they were discussing and deliberating matters, if there was a difference of opinion, they would all turn towards him as if his word was the final word. And I asked someone that, who is this? And they said, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Now, he learnt directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time he was a very young boy. And one author has so beautifully written, فَكَانَ خَيْرَ تِلْمِيذٍ لِخَيْرِ مُعَلِّمٍ. He was a wonderful student with an even more wonderful teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْلَمُ أُمَّتِي بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ Mu'adh ibn Jabal. That when it comes to my ummah, the one who knows most about halal and haram, masail, rules of fiqh and jurisprudence, it is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He was one of the six who had helped to compile the Quran in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions used to look upon him with great respect and admiration. Even though he was younger than most of them, they respected him for his knowledge. Actually, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the conquest of Makkah, when many from the Quraysh now started accepting Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Makkah to teach them the Quran, to teach them the basics of deen. We leave the discussion there for today, inshallah. In our next discussion, we will continue with the profile of this great Sahabi, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.